Tomorrow is Tainus Esther. It is one of the five rabbinic fasts. Yom Kippur is a biblical fast, and besides for that, we have five rabbinic fasts. We have Tisha B'Av, Shavuot B'Tammuz, Asar B'Teves, Tzom Gedalia, and Tainus Esther. Four out of the five have a specific quality, and Tainus Esther has a unique quality that the other four don't possess. The other four fasts are all commemorating the tragedy of the destruction of the temple. They're all associated with the cause of our present exile. Now, it makes sense that we should fast on such days, because we are currently in the exile. We are still suffering from the effects of those tragedies. And therefore, we mourn those tragedies today, because today we're still suffering from those effects. We still don't have the temple. We still don't have the Shechinah. We don't have the clarity that we once had. We don't have the connection to Hashem that we once had. We're missing all of the components that we had before the tragedies occurred. And therefore, it makes sense that we should fast on those days. Tainus Esther, however, on the surface, makes no sense. Why did they fast during the time of Tainus Esther? They fasted because Haman had made a decree that all the Jews should be slaughtered. Now that decree ended up being repealed. We were saved. The tragedy never occurred. So why do we fast? The tragedy was averted. Nothing happened. If anything, we gained from it. We have the Yom Tov of Purim because of the whole story. So why do we fast? I think there's a hint to the answer to this question in the wording of the Rambam when he describes the different fasts. He really puts them in two different categories, all of the other fasts and the fast of Tainus Esther. When he discusses all of the other fasts, he describes them as commemorations of the tzoros, of the tragedies which caused those fasts to be instituted. He explains them, and he says that they're commemorated because of the tragedies themselves, because of the misfortunes that befell us. Then when he discusses Tainus Esther, he puts it in a new category, and he says, here we fast because of the fast that the Jews fasted after they discovered the decree of Haman. So it seems that the fast of Esther is not for any tragedy. It's not the commemoration of a tragedy. It's the commemoration of a fast that the Jews fasted after Haman's decree. Now, what does it mean that it's the commemoration of a fast? Why would we commemorate a fast without associating it with the tragedy which caused the fast? So I think the explanation is that what we're commemorating is what the fast produced. We are commemorating the process of the fast and what it was able to accomplish. What happened during Tainus Esther? We all fasted so that we be saved from the decree. Our fast produced a successful result. We were saved from the decree. Our fast was successful because we did it sincerely. It was accompanied with real repentance. It was accompanied by an approach to God that we had not approached before. We came closer to Hashem on our own. And that compelled Hashem to rescind the decree. So what we're commemorating has nothing to do with any tragedy. It has nothing to do with any misfortune. If anything, we're commemorating a success. The fast of Esther is not a sad day. It's a joyous day. It's a day when we reflect on the power that we have through our fast to effect salvation. It is a remembrance of the process of salvation and how we can play a positive part in it. That's what Tainus Esther is. So we fast, and we try to accompany that fast with the deeds which the Jews acted upon during Tainus Esther, which resulted in their salvation from Haman and from the Rishon, which tried to annihilate them. And that's what Tainus Esther is about. Tainus Esther has nothing to do with the other fasts. The other fasts are all commemorations of tragedies. They're days of sorrow, days where we mourn. Tainus Esther is not a day of mourning. If I'm reading the Rambam correctly, Tainus Esther is a joyous day in which we fast and participate in a project of connection to Hashem, and where we disassociate ourselves from the physical world by fasting, similar in some aspects to Yom Kippur. And in that way, we put ourselves in a position to achieve a salvation, just as we achieved the salvation during Tainus Esther. And may we merit to achieve the salvation that the Tainus is supposed to accomplish.